you gotta do is say my name.
I don't know your name.
Well, I can't say it.
My name is Alexander Hamilton. And there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait, just you wait.
And welcome back to the Off Color Gems. I'm Sam and this is
Jesse. Hi everybody.
I hope everyone's having a wonderful day and staying warm, and if you have okay weather, that's great.
Yeah, we're Californians. We got a little bit of close to 60-ish degrees, maybe 40 in the morning. So that's pretty cold for us. What are we doing today, Sam?
We're going to be reviewing a couple of good musicals.
Yes, because this is an episode of Things We Watched, and in Things We Watched, we talk about things we watched. We're going to be reviewing Hamilton, the Beetlejuice musical, Bluey's Big Old House of Fun, and maybe another thing. Maybe we should add it because it's a pretty long title if yes. I type all that stuff out. But yes, so in Things We Watched, it's usually things that my niece, Sammy here, has, you know, showed me or, you know, we watched together, right? So, Sam, my little Sammy. Mm-hmm. How did you get into Hamilton?
Okay, this is kind of embarrassing because I...
Is it? I don't think it is.
I really like art, so like...
That's not embarrassing,
I was skewing on my YouTube and I saw an animation...
Animatic.
Yes. For Hamilton. And like, she's pretty... I think they are pretty known now because of their famous, like, you know, Tumblr art style.
Cool. The other name?
It's hard to say because a lot of people reposted and I don't know if
they're okay, still so I can't find the exact artist. But okay, so yeah, so you found an artist who used a song from the Hamilton soundtrack and then, you know, that's how you got hooked, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And as I did more research on my own and I didn't just listen to...
Like, what is this from?
Yes. And I got introduced to Miranda.
We call Miranda.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I don't know how to pronounce their username, but it was...
Their username is Sin, S-C-I-N, Sin. Interesting. But cool. So yeah, so you liked the art, but mm-hmm. you were really, like, drawn in by the music.
Yeah.
Do you remember what song it was?
Oh, actually, it saves on what I played.
Aww, so you can literally pinpoint the part in your life where you first heard Matt Hamilton.
It was Satisfied and also Nonstop.
Okay, that's pretty cool. I don't know, that's so great where you actually have, like, your fandom to that one point. That's cool, man. But, I don't know. Okay, so, when you heard that song, or that animatic for the first time, did you go, like, oh, okay, let me get into the, like, soundtrack now?
Mm-hmm.
Really, on that day?
Yes.
And then slowly, you were playing the same songs again and again, because you didn't see the play Mm-mm. until we went to go see it, right?
Yes.
Cool. So, how did that start off with you, where you're going, I only have this music so far, but then the play itself is something completely different, yes, right? The choreography, the dress work, even all the performers, it's just, it's amazing.
Some music is, like, gone.
Really?
From the musical, because they had to, you know.
Shorten it,
minimize it, because, you know, it's going to be hard to do, like, all the songs.
Yeah, it's about, like, an hour and 40-ish minute play, so, you know, they do have to shorten it sometimes.
There's, like, about, from what I saw, about 46 songs.
46 songs, wow, in total for that soundtrack. Hmm. But, yeah, you did mention him, Lin-Manuel Miranda, I was kind of... butcher like the middle part of the
yeah
name.
Me too,
a lot of vowels, I guess. He's a performer. He's known pretty much for a lot of his, like, kind of speak rap music, you know, and we saw him in House, right? Mm-hmm. And pretty much every time they have him on a show or something, they use that for their advantage. They actually put his sing-song rap music in his character.
Yeah.
And this was something that he actually came up with. Because I'm bringing up facts about Hamilton, and we're going into like our experience when we saw it in live. But he actually got the idea while on vacation in Mexico.
Really?
And he was reading an autobiography about Hamilton. And I remember seeing this interview with him, and he was just saying, like, oh, okay, when I was reading this part about Hamilton, this just sounds like full-on, like, drama. Like, you have characters who are sleeping with other characters, and then just people using that for blackmail and everything like that. I'm like, okay, wow. So while he was reading that, he was getting, like, the music in his head already. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like that little spark of, like, you know, inspiration.
That created a whole fandom.
Because it is huge, right? Yes. It's still going
on hard on TikTok.
Yeah, it's one of like the biggest thing in like plays and musicals, you know, currently. But yeah, I think he first performed one of the first songs in the White House in 2009. And then I was looking up when the very first play came out. And it was roughly around the same time. But mm-hmm. it has been sold out numerous times. It's been touring in not just the U.S. but different countries.
Didn't they stop touring?
Well, no. Well, they're still in New York currently. Okay. But they toured for us, right?
Yes.
So, yeah. So, we were lucky enough to see them, I believe, back in maybe before COVID or after COVID. I think
2021.
So, like, right after COVID. So, luckily, we did get our vaccines. We were masked up just in case because, you know, it was quite an experience, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to get to that part yet, but I remember you sent me a couple of the songs.
Yes, I did.
And I knew about Hamilton. It was this thing that was in the news a lot, and I was going, okay, yeah, it's about a play, about a, you know, guy.
I showed you, I think, another one of his songs from In the Heights, too.
Oh, really? I don't remember that. I know we saw In the Heights, the movie, but I don't remember, like, you showing me any other music prior to that.
Because he did help a lot in, like, creating some of the songs, I think.
Yeah. No, he's been really... He's a good producer. He's make sure, like, get all the proper work done and, like, make things more flourished, right? Mm-hmm. I guess, again, he's a big Disney, like, composer now. Mm-hmm. Like, he does a lot of music for Disney, which is great, because then we just go, oh, hey, we'll definitely like this song, at least. So, I remember you showed me a song. I liked it. I'm pretty sure... After that, I was playing the music while doing chores around the house. Mm-hmm. If you notice, I think I just put it like in the kitchen or something. It was, you know, cleaning the floors and stuff like that. So it does hook you.
Yes.
Like really quick. It hooks you. If you guys are theater kids or just, you know, into musicals, this is a good one. I definitely feel like there's not really a bad song in there. There's the flow. They do it really well. And a lot of the performances, depending on like when you see it, I think the current one with Miranda is on Disney Plus. I think it came out, right?
Which one?
The whole thing. The Hamilton musical is on Disney Plus.
Yes, it is
on Disney Plus. Yeah, because I remember it came out maybe like around Thanksgiving, probably maybe like last year, 2 years ago.
We did watch it, though.
Yeah, we woke up early in the morning. I think even though we saw it live, so I was like, oh, I guess we'll see it again. But yeah, it was fun. It really just hooked you. There is that kind of like joke about like, oh, everyone loves Hamilton, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, people like it because it's nice. It's a good thing to watch. And, you know, it's
it has fun. Good music. It has great like
storytelling.
The great like instrument playing and everything like that. It hooks you because of the emotions that are played out, even though it's being sang.
Yeah, there you go. So that's pretty much the backstory of Tune, how we kind of got into the fandom. And I think that I heard that they were touring. I tried really hard to like get us tickets, and like especially kind of the front row. I was like, yeah, maybe we'll just get in the middle because you know you want to get that good kind of.
This
soundscape.
Is when we barely started getting me glasses.
So, yeah.
So like they were the glasses that what's it called? A specific,
lens
yeah. company messed up and also are technically not getting. Technically getting sued.
They're getting sued, okay.
And, like, I didn't want to tell you, but, like, I had to squint a little
bit. We kind of had okay seats.
Yes.
I think I screwed up on the pre-order, and those tickets were being sold.
No, it was all right, but, yeah. Like, I could still tell, like, their faces and, like, their outfits. Yeah. But, like, it was, like, kind of hard.
And George had it was pretty shiny that day.
Yes.
But, yeah, so I'm... there you go. That brings up a question. Hamilton is not just the music, it's also the people, right?
Mm-hmm.
You go there and you basically, You had to see the costumes, the performances. I honestly think that I missed a couple things when we watched it live, and then we watched it on Disney Plus. It really felt different. I was able to catch things a lot quicker that were,
you know, for the story. A little bit more details in the movie.
Of course, yeah, yeah. But yeah, so I got us tickets. That was plan A. Plan B was to just get, because they always show it in LA a lot, and we're kind of close because we're Californians. So I was going, okay, well, we could always fly to LA, go from the airport to the theater, watch it, either get a flight the next day or whatever, and then come home. So that was my plan B.
I was scared of planes.
Oh, it's fine. We're not driving the like hours that it takes to get to LA. Also, LA traffic, it's terrible. I have a friend named Zach. Sorry, Zach. Your town sucks. Your city, I guess. But, sorry. It was great, right? The performances were great. We have the playbook right here.
I got a magnet and a couple pins.
Yeah, again, when you go to theaters, even if it's a big production or even a small production, check out the merch table, because that's definitely like, it definitely goes back to the people who perform it. By the same time, sometimes that merch table is just someone who says, hey, I'll put up the merch and whatever profit here, whatever, that goes to them. So again, it's always good to help, so, you know, artists.
I think we have the
cast list. Yeah. Alex Samuel Hamilton on that day for our performance was Julius Thomas III, and Elizabeth Hamilton was Victoria Anna Scovins. So great performers. I'm pretty sure anyone who tours with Hamilton, I think we talked about this when we first saw it, they're like, we made it, right? Mm-hmm. You got into one of the best plays, musicals, and even if you're just a background extra or just set design, whatever, you made it. That's a great accomplishment. So, you know, I'm glad that it's out there. I'm glad that people are fans of it. People dress up. There's pop figures of it.
Mm-hmm. I got a couple. I got Angelica, Eliza, and Peggy.
Aww. And Peggy. Like the song. Cool. But I don't know. I don't know. I'm really appreciative of you, Sam. Seriously. Because you like, show me all these great things. And I get like, a different perspective of it. Because you don't just see it as, like, a, you know, historic drama. You see it just as, like, a regular drama, right? Mm-hmm. If you bring up the list of songs, like, Burn is that one? Burn, right?
Yeah, Aaron Burn, sir.
No, Burn, like
she burns Burn. The letters, right? Yes, yeah. I heard something else.
Oh, yes, I speak incorrectly a lot.
Yeah, Burn is one of them where, I think it was Eliza.
Is it Eliza? I think it was Elizabeth. Elizabeth, right?
No, but they say Eliza instead. Oh,
okay, yeah. But yeah, so if you guys know about Hamilton, we do recommend watching this stuff. We're not really going to recap the story because it's a long story and we'll get to two other things, maybe three. And it's just the actions of one person who history marks as a good person, but even good people have their faults, right? No one's perfect. I feel like you can try to be perfect, but then that just screws you over. What you should try is just to better yourself each day, right? And Burn is one of those songs where there's so much emotion in it that I feel like that's worth the price of admission. Because you have pain, you have that she still loves him, and you even have, like, the betrayal in it. And it's like the mark of history where these letters could have changed history, but they're gone.
No, but what she wanted to show was she wanted to be taken out of, like, the writing.
The spotlight, right? Yeah, spotlight. Yeah, well, they made a musical about her, so yeah. That's kind of sucks.
And also, like, because, like, she's showing, like, what you wrote for me doesn't mean anything to me anymore because you brought this woman into our bed.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, I'm not going to defend anything that Hamilton did. You know, he's long dead. His actions did cause, like, history to be made. So let's just say we enjoy the play, right?
He's worm food.
Yeah, well, he's bones. It's dust at this point. I don't know. But, okay. Let's not focus on the person. Let's focus on the musical, right?
Yes.
Even our next thing that we're going to talk about, let's not focus on the person because the person sucks. He does. Okay, we'll get to that. We're going to get to the Beetlejuice one. What are some things like you kind of want to hope for, like Hamilton? Like you want it to keep going? I know like there's a lot of plays out there or musicals that they kind of stop. Like, I'm not sure. I think Cats has stopped, or just there are performances that here are like, yeah, or like side projects. I think he even like doesn't want to really do it again, right? Lin-Manuel Miranda, he's done the performances a couple times. He did it for Disney Plus, and then he just kind of like he goes on to other things, right? This is still a big part of his career. I think he's very grateful for it, but it does take the toll of like it's so big. Mm-hmm. I kind of have to step back from it. So what do you want from Hamilton?
Well, I want him, if he thinks it's time for it to take a rest, he's allowed to put his like work into like on a shelf, and if he wants to bring it out, he's allowed to bring it out, because like it does take a toll on someone's mental stability on like producing and also handling everyone and also like hoping everything goes out all right.
Yeah, and he's got his team, he's got his people that he trusts and, you know, sets aside and go, okay, you tackle this stuff, I'll go do other things, and then just, you know, it happens. But you love the play.
What is your favorite song?
What's my favorite song? Oh, my shot's pretty great. Mm-hmm. What Did I Miss is also cool.
Oh, didn't you like the King one too?
Yeah, well, that's an easy one. Again, King George, that character. He's a meme. You know, I feel like each time you just see him, he's like, oh, okay. It's a one-note joke kind of thing, but no, all his songs are pretty great, too. Again, great performance, too. See if I can pull him up. I have it right here. King George was Rick Neuger. Rick Neuger performed King George when we went
to see. I actually have three favorite songs.
Oh, cool.
It was History Has Its Eyes on You.
I don't remember that one, but okay.
Dear Theodosia.
Oh, I kind of remember that one.
And Nonstop.
Oh, there you go. Cool. So we have completely different taste of music for this. Mm-hmm. But it's great. Hopefully you guys are Hamilton fans. Don't have to see it live, right? It's just watch on Disney Plus.
I feel like it's different for everyone because, like, overall, it's like...
Yeah.
It's euphoria when you watch it
in person. It is. I had a friend in Scotland. I have a friend in Scotland, yeah. Sorry.
Is this what you're telling them? Or like you're ending your friendship with them?
Well, I don't know. I haven't talked to them in a while, so that's why I say they had a friend. But she's doing great. But so basically, she did see it and she loved it, and it's really great that not just like people in the U.S., but it actually goes overseas, right? And I think they have translated it into different languages, so it's a global thing.
Mm-hmm. We saw somebody sign it for somebody in like Hamilton.
Oh, that's cool. Again, just wow, that's really fast. A lot of stuff to convey.
They had three people technically.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes more sense. But yeah, so I definitely love Hamilton. It's a thing that we watched. Definitely worth watching it. And yeah, you're a good fandom, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So talk about fandoms. We're going to be reviewing the Beetlejuice musical. I don't remember who got us into this. I think I just said, hey, you like musicals. Have you seen Beetlejuice beforehand?
I said no, but I tried rewatching it by myself because, like, I don't like it when you guys say, like, oh, we should watch it again because, like, you haven't watched it. Like, I want to do it on my own.
Yeah, okay.
So I did it, and I got hooked on it. And I was really? Like, I can't wait for, like, the new one to come out.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You're one of those people? I'm kidding. Sorry.
And I was like, I want to see, like, what happened to the character.
I'm not a big fan of Tim Burton. I don't know. His later work. You seen Dumbo?
Yes.
Okay, how do you feel about that? There you go. So how do you feel about Beetlejuice 2 now?
No, there were some parts like I did like, but also there's some parts like, why are these characters here? Like, these weren't in the movie, but also, yeah. Like, I'm a classic Disney fan, but, like, also, like...
Okay, but I don't want to knock on your parade. We'll go see Beetlejuice 2. I'll probably...
No, I want to watch it in streaming because, like, I'm getting cold.
Okay, well, get cold in the theaters. So sidetrack all that stuff. Sorry, guys. So you watched the movie? I watched it growing up. Good movie, mm-hmm. Fun, funny. It's great. Then, did you know about the play beforehand? I think you.
I did know about the play because again YouTube and also back then was like full of animation, but it's still full of good animation, but like it's taken a while.
Yeah. So, Beetlejuice, the musical, is obviously based off Beetlejuice, the movie, mm-hmm. in the early 1990s. And, oh, sorry, actually, it came out in 1988. Wow, Jeez, the pre-old. Oh my god, Michael Keaton. I'm so sorry. All that makeup on his old face. I'm pretty sure it'd be okay. It's mostly CGI now. Mm-hmm. And then the play came out actually in April of 2019. So a bit of history for everyone. It's, you know, I think we have some young listeners. Something happened in 2020. So the play kind of had to go on hiatus for a while. So it was released in April 2019. And then kind of only had a couple months of actual, you know, live events. And then nothing. So we went to go see it this year, actually, back in August. So it was really good timing that mm-hmm. when they started up again, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, like, things cooled down a bit.
Yeah, it was fine. It was a packed house, though. I liked it. I wouldn't say it's my favorite out of the three.
Oh, you liked the who was introducing us to the prelog. Invisible.
Yeah, Beetlejuice, right? So, yes. I don't
know. We never got the little slip of paper.
Oh, it's usually here. Edit this out. Beetlejuice for our showing was portrayed by Justin Collett. And what's the girl's name? Lydia was portrayed by Elizabeth Esler. So, again, great performers. No worries, the playbook almost fell. I got it. There's no crimps on it. It's okay. Get you a new one, kid. But it was fine. I don't know. Hamilton had very minimalist like backgrounds. Mm-hmm. This was just wacky, right? I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that...
But it's...
No, yeah, go ahead. Right. And we do this early, so she's on it.
But it's Beetlejuice. It's like, it's all like aesthetic.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just like, when you compare it to the movie, it's very different. Mm-hmm. Bit spoilers here for Beetlejuice. Obviously, it's a play and it's based off a movie, so there are spoilers here. They change his motivations, and Lydia is just like a punk in it. And when I say punk, I mean like, the dad's trying, he's not being abusive. Even like the, because I'm pretty sure in the movie, that's her mom. But in this, it's her stepmom.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the changes that they did, even Beetlejuice in the play says, oh, wow, what a, you know, big departure from the source material. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. That's fine. But, like, the actions, I think I call this wait a minute syndrome for, like, bad movies or bad storytelling, which you go like, wait a minute. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Because if they made the parents, the dad and the stepmom, oh, she's not really the stepmom, she's like just the the girlfriend of the mom, mm-hmm. the dad, sorry. If they made a mean, then you go, okay, Lydia, you know, she has a point to, like, be upset and, you know, not want to be around them. Mm-hmm. But they're actually kind of nice.
Yeah, they're trying. Like, you see the dad, like, go after her and try to, like, get her. But, like, I don't know, she's kind of, they had to talk it out, but, like, overall, like, why didn't you do that before?
Yeah, couldn't you, like, talk to us? Like, just, not just, like, just leave or just try to do some self-harm? Sorry, content warning there. But, I'm thinking to myself, I'm glad that they changed the story because they gave us one of the best opening songs ever.
Yes.
Dead Mom. Which, you know, I feel like... It's just really great. Was it the opening song or was it just like kind of... It was the monologue kind of has
the
that.
Whole being dead thing.
Yeah, I think that's the secondary song.
Cause and also the fifth song is Dead Mom.
Yeah, oh my god, I love... I like the play. I love the soundtrack. So I think I love Hamilton the play and I like the soundtrack. So you just flip it. Did you like it? We didn't dress up. We should have, huh?
Yes, I kind of regret it.
We didn't have time. We were just so busy.
Out of all the musicals I've seen, two of the musicals I've seen people dress up was for, wait, should I mention it or should I not?
Okay, so the third thing, if we get to it, I'm a little pressed for time, so I'm pretty sure I'll do it quick. It's not really a musical. It was more like a live concert. Mm-hmm. We also went to go see... in Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse in live concert. So great performances. Mm-hmm. People dressed up. I dressed up as the Spot. So not as a full on kind of outfit. And kind of don't want anything. I don't like tight clothes. Just, ugh, you know, don't
I felt left out, so I made
You were dressed up as Miles, kind of. You had a hoodie.
Huh? I didn't have the hoodie. You bought me the hoodie.
You had the hoodie.
Yeah, but, like, that's why I got the hoodie.
Okay, well, there you go. So I was cold. Okay. But, yeah, people... Okay, let's go into that. Let's just say that people were dressing up for both Beetlejuice. They had the whole full-on, like, black and white stripe outfit and everything. So that was fun. Maybe we'll do it again.
And also they dressed up as Livia.
Oh, cool, yeah. That's just their natural outfits. A lot of people dress like that. But yeah, so you liked it, right?
No, they had the red dress.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A couple of them had the red dress.
So a dress where it's red, but it's her wedding dress.
Yes.
Oh, okay, interesting.
No, they actually did. Some had the little veil thing.
Oh, cool. Well, fill the one out for on that. But you did like it, right?
Yeah, I did like it.
Okay, cool. What is the stuff that you liked about it?
I also liked Dead Mom. I don't know why.
It's a good song. Just like with Burn, like that. You have the emotion, and you really kind of feel for what the character's going through. Yes, I call the character a punk because the dad's struggling also, but she's going through something where she's grieving for the loss of her mom, which is understandable. I just feel like, you know, don't make things harder.
And that's
just
all this. I also like the song Say My Name.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the very first thing I saw about the Beetlejuice musical. Obviously, that one clip with the very first performer. We don't have their name, sorry. But, again, this is pretty big. It is fairly new. It's from 2019. And then a break, and then up to here. But definitely great.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was really excited to go to the musical because we were going to see a character.
Oh, okay.
That we're,
you can match them.
Miss Argentina.
Okay, you like them?
Yes.
I hate their song.
Really?
I don't know. Just, like, it's such a... Like, from a storytelling point of view, it's just like a hard stop. It's like, yeah, they go... Yeah, again, spoilers for Beetlejuice in the musical. They go into the underworld, and it's like, okay, you're looking for someone. How about this song first? And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, I get it. Just keep the story going, people. But it's... Yeah, I don't know. I said I hate it. It's just like, what's my least favorite song?
Mm.
But you liked it.
Yes,
and
I liked it.
And they dressed up full on, you know, makeup and bodysuit and everything. They did pretty well. Okay, we're talking about, like, kind of, like, the set design. It does have that Tim Burton kind of, like, spookiness, no real straight lines, kind of, like, dark stuff, right?
Yes.
And even kind of, like, the beginning songs with the couple. I really like them because it's basically the movie, you know? You have, you know, Barbara and Adam. So I really like their performers. Barbara was Brittany Coleman. And Adam was Will Burton. So I love them. They were great. I'm looking at other, like, different plays throughout their tour. And I'm like, oh, I'm glad that we got these guys. Because they're great.
I thought they were great, too. I really loved, like, their little, like, actions throughout the play. It's like, it felt like they gave the characters life.
Yeah, of course. The great songs, too. I think it's, what's their song? Like, the third or fourth song into it.
The whole being dead thing? No. Or?
So can I see it?
Yeah.
That's right here. It is going to be Ready, Set, Not Yet. I play that song a lot, especially at work. So it was really fun for me. I like it. Kind of like the beat. Also, they repeat it a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Story-wise, they become non-characters, like, halfway through the play.
Yeah.
They just go away, and then I'm like, oh, okay, we'll use you guys later.
Because, like... I feel like with some musicals, they know how to, like, layer out the characters, like, evenly. Yeah,
Hamilton did well.
Yes. And also with other places, like, it feels rushed, and also, like, they leave out a couple, like, some of the characters, which I feel bad, because, like, I feel like they need a little bit of the spotlight, or, like, you could, like, make them interact with the characters,
mm-hmm.
or something like that.
No, yeah, but they did, they will. They set up the story. They were a good meeting point for Beetlejuice and Lydia,
mm-hmm.
so then they kind of, like, disappear for a while. But again, it's a 2.5-hour play, so it's great. Merch wise,
I got a sweater.
Cool. You say it's fading now or something?
Huh? Not anymore. I did something to it.
Good, thank you. I'll get you again. If they tour again, let's definitely see it again. It's worth seeing a couple times. I think you also got some, like, pins, right? Pins.
Magnets? No, I got a magnet.
She got a magnet. Cool. You like magnets. So that's good. What was going to get you magnets? I liked it. Not really much else to say. The ending's kind of weird. Again, so...
They're all happy?
I guess, yeah. After really traumatic stuff.
Yeah.
They really point out Just a little, you know what? I'll give it this. It has my type of humor. Kind of like...
Especially when they're, like, introducing us to the show.
And yeah, it's like, don't get too political, or just like, or like, kill a book in front of a kid. But it was funny. I think that just changing Beetlejuice from a total bad guy that he's in the movie to kind of like this misunderstood guy that just kind of wants to, like, be seen. Like, that's very theatrical. And I'm not a theater kid. You ever wanted to be a theater kid in school or something like that? No? You don't? Again, that was kind of fun. I did it for like a little bit. I wasn't a performer. I was just kind of the
back. What are those people that are...
Ushers?
The people in the back that like move the curtain or something like that.
I'd rather be like, that. Okay, yeah. Like set designers or just like
grips. I'd rather do that too.
Cool. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, again, it's a fun thing because everyone comes together and they make something, right? That's what I kind of like about it. I don't know. It's just, I said my bad stuff about it. I said my good stuff about it, but I definitely think if you're a fan of Tim Burton, his early work, I don't think about his new work now, or you're just happy to like see like an interesting story, kind of wacky, good songs, definitely watch it. Right.
Yes.
Cool. Or even listen to the soundtrack. I think Hamilton, you definitely need to kind of see it in person to kind of get everything, especially the emotional stuff. This, I have been listening to the soundtrack. I follow the story pretty well. It just goes from this to this and this. That's it. You know? Mm-hmm. Cool. So that was Beetlejuice. I liked it. You liked it. People like it. Good fandom. I think the sales for that show are going to skyrocket after with like Beetlejuice 2 coming out. Mm-hmm. And maybe they'll make a Beetlejuice musical to 2 or whatever. You know? Who knows? But our next thing that we'll be talking about is Bluey's Big Old House of Fun.
Oh my god, that was amazing. Okay. I did cry a bit.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
It's not even that sad. But okay, let's talk about this. You're a big Bluey fan.
I got you into Bluey.
You got me into Bluey. Most of my stuff that I watch is because of you. So thank you for, I'm not going to say wasting my time because that sounds
it
mean.
It made you just realize a couple things.
Using my time. Yeah, no, yeah. I had a really bad childhood.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's
look
fine.
At the way you're standing.
Oh, yeah, I know. People with good childhoods don't sound like that. I think we did a Bob's Burgers thing, right? Yeah, our Buck Car commentary goes
movie.
Like, yeah, it we goes pretty high. Some people re-listen to it a lot. But Bluey, fantastic Australian kid show.
Mm-hmm. That was finally brought into here. And
yeah.
So we finally got merch.
We have through like Disney, so let's not be too happy about that.
Well, we have to wait on Disney to like give us more episodes.
No, they're actually just, they're distributors. They're not creating anything. So let's keep Bluey Studios like separate, right? Because I'm just saying, Disney. But how did you get into Bluey?
I got into Bluey because, like, I saw an ad for it on, well, it always starts on, you, no, wait, no, it was on TikTok that introduced me to Bluey, and it was like, I noticed, the intro of it, and, like, I noticed it had, like, a cool style, and I was like, oh, cool, it's like, is this meant for, like, older adults to, like, watch? Nope, it's meant for kids.
I don't think it's, but no,
it's,
no.
It's for everybody.
Yes, there you go, because I don't think... I don't know. Stuff like Caillou is definitely meant for little kids, right?
Yes.
But, like, stuff like Gravity Falls or freaking even, like, Bluey or a bunch of other stuff, it's meant for everybody.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you watched the trailer for it.
Yes.
And then you were like, okay, let me track this down. Only in Australia. That sucks.
So then I went on YouTube and I saw a couple of, like, the episodes. Was
thank
like,
you,
okay.
YouTube.
And then I showed it to you, and then...
you showed me when it went to Disney Plus.
Yes, then I showed it to you when it went to Disney Plus, and was like, you did not want to sit down ever until I played the intro, and then you went back to sit down.
Yeah, it was pretty... I was like... 11 minutes. I already got stuck watching an 11-minute show. Like, I'm doing a podcast about it. But I honestly loved it. It's beautiful. It's heartwarming. It's heart-wrenching as a show. The fact that they can, you know, pack in life lessons in 11 minutes.
I feel like this show is a better, like, kid cartoon for, like, any other show. Because Caillou, I don't know. Caillou doesn't...
I brought up Caillou just as an example of, like, that's just... If there's a neutral good and neutral evil, Bluey is neutral good and Caillou is neutral evil. That's just all it is. I don't know. It just, you watched it as a, like, kind of like you're still in your teens, right?
Yeah.
And I watched it in my 30s. But it's perfect. It's a perfect show. The balance of, like, I don't know. They don't hit too hard on life lessons, but they dealt with death. They dealt with, like, you know, family trauma.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of even like tough situations that kids do have to be around. And they're very inclusive, you know. They've had a sign language one, and even that one episode about, you know, moms having to let their kids grow up.
Yes.
I'm still tearing up about that. So we've seen all of, like, season one and two, because season three wasn't out at the time, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And then when we heard that Bluey's Big Old House of Fun, which is a live-action puppet version of one episode that they made a little bit longer.
That introduces a new character.
Yes, at the very end. And it's connected to season three.
Yes.
That's insane that we saw that before. I got us the seats that I could get us because I missed the pre-order.
Great glasses. I have great glasses.
So that, at that point, we were able to fix your glasses, though we didn't go with that one lens company. I loved it.
Yeah, it was great. I loved how they brought the characters to life with the puppets and also the background.
Yeah.
And also, like, when we were sitting down and it started, they had, like, these amazing bird.
Kiwi birds, I think.
Kiwi birds.
Yeah.
Puppets that were, like, moving and they looked like they were flying.
And just the orchestra and the sound choices for everything were great, mm-hmm. right? This is, like, kind of, like, you could get this on YouTube, but it does still tour, so let's not spoil too much about it. Well, we will definitely say the character at the end, so spoilers for anyone who's a big Bluey fan. I really enjoyed the fact that it's just a long episode. Right, we haven't got to that Bluey game yet. I haven't had the time. That feels like a long episode too, right? I've said that they do a lot in 11 minutes. I definitely want to see what they do for, like, longer stuff. Bluey movie. I know we're going to get that 28-minute movie, and there's already speculation what that means.
Yes.
So who knows what's going to happen into the Bluey fandom after that comes out. But I'm glad that you and I shared it, because it's this kind of beautiful kind of, like, I don't know. How would you describe it? Because the story, just not to spoil a lot of it, is just Bluey has to understand that to be a big sister, you have to, like, lift up, you know, your little sister up so they feel confident, right? Mm-hmm. So how would you kind of describe it? Because you're an only child.
Yes.
I'm the youngest of three, and sometimes I'm like, yeah, my brother and my sister could have really, like, you can do it, Jess. We believe in you. So they were like, get out of here, you punk. I'm like, oh, okay. My feelings hurt, but all right.
I can't relate to it because, like,
But you kind of support some people. I think, like, yes, you have friends who are like, you got to lift them up a bit.
And yes, this is kind true. Of the stuff, right? Because, like, in some scenarios, they don't have that, you know, good support system. And I have to, like, help them, to remind them that they got this and, like, they could do anything that they can.
Yeah, and it reminds people who do that too that they can do it too, right? If you can lift one person up, you can lift yourself up. So, in, like, I think it was like a 45-minute show, right?
Yeah.
45-minute show. It really just shows that, you know, the life lesson that they're putting out there is that try to be kind. Be kind, be compassionate, and, you know, it just makes things a little bit better, right? Okay, I think we'll go into, because we're going close to 40 minutes now. We'll do the Spider-Verse for sure. We'll be quick. We'll go into, like, our favorite characters, and we'll talk about the surprise character at the end, right?
Yes.
I love Bandit. He's a dad. I'm a dad, so there you go. I think he and I would, like, we wouldn't talk sports. I don't know anything about sports.
Yeah, no.
But I would have fun with him. He's a great guy, and I think, like, even they had the episode where, like, he meets a new person and he becomes friends with them, right? So having friends as adults, it is kind of difficult, but this just shows you, hey, just talk to people and that's it. Who's your favorite character?
Mine has got to be Bingo.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so we're not even, like, saying anything about Bluey, so it's fine.
Bluey's great.
She's the main character, it's fine. Yeah, so why do you like Bingo so much?
I don't know, I feel like I relate to her personality.
That's cute. She's great. Again, I feel like, I said something about Bluey And I could say something about your mom's favorite character, Muffin.
Oh, yeah, Muffin.
And trust me, let me just say this right now. I'm not hating on Muffin. I'm just pointing out stuff that I see. And even with Bluey, bit of like, I don't know, a little disrespect, a little bit. But again,
a little sassy.
Yeah, that's a better word for it. Sorry, everyone. But then again, people are always learning. So don't just knock anyone on their faults. Chili is also great. I like Chili. Mm-hmm. Lucky's dad, he's in this play. So he's fun. I don't know. I just feel like if you're a fan of it, you can be a fan because of this one character, right? Let's see. I think we'll mention it. This connects to the onesie episode in season 3
mm-hmm.
because it ends with Chili reaching out to her sister who she hasn't talked to in a while and basically saying, hey, I want to talk to you again. Mm-hmm. Can you visit us?
The onesie episode is when she comes to visit.
Yeah, and this is just the start of it, right? She's like, oh, okay, probably. So this is great kind of storytelling, right?
Yes.
You don't go into like the full detail of what happened in the past. You can kind of guesstimate. And even the onesie episode, spoilers if you guys haven't got there yet, it's so tragic because they really imply that, they implied that she can't have kids and it was hard for her to see her sister have two kids.
The younger sister.
Yeah, the younger sister, right? So it was tough. We kind of went to some speculation of like how that went down. Because, you know, family dramas or whatever, we can kind of guesstimate. Okay, well, maybe Brandy just said something about, like, Chili and Chili took it wrong. Or just was, you know, upset about it. And then she goes, okay, well, you have all this stuff. I have nothing. I'm just going to let you go.
Yeah.
And again, it's been, like, what they said, 4 years, right? So any amount of time when you're not talking to a family member that you could talk to kind of sucks. But sometimes that has to happen.
Yeah.
But again, bridges can be mended, and it has to be both sides that do it together. Cool.
It can't be just one person. If not, that's just going to keep falling and falling apart.
Yeah. Good Bluey. Good Bluey lessons.
Yeah.
Cool. Any last words on Bluey?
I loved how they created the play. I really do.
And how they ended it with the biggest game of Kippy Uppy.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool.
I felt so bad because, I'm not that really good at, a bouncy person.
You're fine. You didn't hit the kid in front of you.
I didn't hit the kid. I hit the dad in the back of the head.
No, I don't think you did.
I did.
I think you... No. Your reach is not that high.
No, I did because it...
Did he say anything?
He just looked at me and I said sorry.
Well, there you go. Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Everything goes. I think that it's a kid's thing. There were kids, you know, talking. It's fine. It's a kid's thing. And they were being polite and just whatever. I think they even said, hey, everyone, you know, a polite person doesn't shine lights to the stage or record anything. You know, keep the talking as minimal as you can. So, again, we're all trying to learn. We're all going to try to be better, right? Talk about being better. The Spider-Man... That's a terrible transition. The Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse live action... No. Live concert?
Yeah, live concert. That's the
thing. Was great. I remember that day. Worked a really long shift at work and had to come home in traffic and then get ready in my spot outfit. So basically my spot outfit was a white shirt.
A white dress shirt.
We had a white dress shirt, white pants, dress pants, and a black tie and a black belt. So I used fabric paint to have that kind of, because in the Spider-Verse, beyond the Spider-Verse, the spot has kind of like spray painted
mm-hmm.
like spots around them, right? They're not just circles.
We used my doll and concept art book as references.
Yeah, and it came out well. I won't put up pictures and like had my face. But it was fun. I got a lot of compliments.
Yes.
We saw a Spider-Man 2099 outfit. She said that, you know, that's her favorite character and she also likes the spot. So it was great. Some mom asked me to take a picture with her kid. I'm like, oh, cool, yeah. They asked for tips. I said, this is how I did it. So hopefully, you know.
A few Gwen Stacy's and, three Miles Morales and one Peter B. Parker.
Oh, yeah, with the jacket. Yeah, he was a cool guy.
Yeah.
Cool. So that was our experience. Really quick, because it's just stuff to do, right? Yeah. You know, if you do see, a live concert tour for a movie you like, go see it. They do it for Back to the Future a lot. They do it for The Hobbits or even Harry Potter. So we liked it. I kind of didn't have like, kind of, like, the feel of it, because I was watching the movie.
I was watching them, like, I saw, like, how the conductor lady was, like, moving and everything like that, and also, like, she had to get off the podium and, like, play the piano and everything like that. One of the people who was playing the bit, not the, what's the name of the cello?
Cello, yes.
Almost tripped while going to the guitar.
Oh, no.
And also, like, everyone had, like, their little, like, characteristics while playing and everything like that. It was really great.
Cool. I was really focused on the movie. I think I was just tired, but it was fun. I know we were bringing up, like, performers. I know that for Into the Spider-Verse, they had DJ Damage. I remember that because that's an interesting name. And I didn't get the composer's name. I think we can pull it up, but maybe I'll put it in the show notes or something. But they did mention that it was an all-female concert. So that was kind of nice because I didn't really notice that. They said it right at the end. So that was cool. If they do it for Beyond the Spider-Verse and Into the Spider... No, what's the middle one called? Into the Spider-Verse, Beyond the... Okay.
Yeah, well...
So Spider-Verse 2 and Spider-Verse 3. If they do it for those, then we're going to do it again. And I would love to do an updated Spot costume. Black shirt, black pants, white belt maybe. And then not a spray fabrics paint, but like a spray fabric pen, and do the swirls kind of, right? That would be cool. If you guys would ever want to do a quick costume, do something like that.
It's pretty cool. Also, you should get a little black pumpy, as I noticed with the reverse spot. He has like a little bit of black dots, like within like the white areas.
Oh, I could do that. Yeah, thank you, Sam. It was fun. I liked it. That was very recent, a couple weeks ago.
A lot of people dressed up in this one. I was happy, and also, like, I wished, like, I had, like, a bigger jersey, because my jersey had Miles Morales and also his number.
I would love to get you that, the Miles' shoes. I think they're super expensive.
And no, you can't I get would them. Rather get his, you know, classic jacket
that he has. I thought it was black.
It's a dark forest-y green with red.
Yeah. Just to talk about, like, when we saw it, people cheered for the Stanley moment.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Stanley.
They didn't show the post-credits scene, though. I kind of wanted to see that. But it was fun.
Oh, but what I noticed while we were watching the live concert is when the Spider-Man scene where, like, they were pointing at one another, a lot of people did that, and was like, I wanted to do it, but our side did not do it. It's like, damn. Aww. I wish I was in the bottom.
Well, you got all the way to the top, because, again, if it's a concert, you get too high, it gets too loud.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you get too close, it gets too loud. So, I kept this kind of like a good distance for everything. But I don't have any live events coming up. I'm very busy. You're getting busy, too.
Yes.
So, but we do have a family vacation coming up in March. So, probably we'll do something about that. I don't know. But this is our second to last episode for this run of, you know, our podcast. Next week's episode, if this episode does come out on time, hopefully I have time to edit tomorrow, then we'll go on a break.
Yes.
So, but we'll come back, guys. We're definitely seeing the numbers coming up. I'm having friends who listen to us. We even have family who listen. So we're very appreciative of anyone who takes the time to just hear us ramble, right? Yes. And hopefully you guys get introduced to something fun, or you guys even let us know if there's something that you should want us to talk about. And I'm just really enjoying spending time with Sam.
Yeah.
You know, we don't spend too much time together, and our schedules are crazy, but at least we're doing this.
Yes. And cool. I enjoyed spending time with you, too.
Oh, thank you, Sammy. Any last words, kiddo?
I hope everyone's having a wonderful day and staying warm and hydrated.
There you go. That's good. People like that. People have mentioned it. It's so nice when you just, like, say that at the end. I say the same thing, I guess. But also, just take care. Thank you again, and we hope to see you again. Goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
All you gotta do is say my name.
I don't know your name.
Well, I can't say it.
My name is Alexander Hamilton. And there's a million things I haven't done. But just you wait. Just you wait.